Radio Nepal, I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda says Federal Education Act in government priority, bird census starts from today in Nepal, and Kevin McCarthy finally elected speaker on 15th vote. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has said formulation of the Federal Education Act is in the priority of the government. Addressing a central committee meeting of the United All Nepal Teachers Organization organized today, Prime Minister Dahal said that the government is serious to formulate the Federal Education Act. Prime Minister Dahal said a process to build teachers' hospitals were forwarded to provide health services to teachers across the country during his term, stating that it is our responsibility to implement it successfully. Prime Minister Dahal laid emphasis that the role of teachers in the country's political changes and social transformation was very crucial. The Prime Minister said all teachers should feel proud because they have contributed well to increasing social and political awareness. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has said that initiatives will be taken to protect the self-respect and livelihood of the Badi community. In a discussion with the leaders of the Badi community who arrived at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata today to congratulate and hand over the memorandum, he reminded that when he was the Prime Minister, for the first time, the Council of Ministers decided to favour of the Badi community. Prime Minister Dahal's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma informed that he has expressed his commitment to solving the problems seen in the implementation of the state decision. A team led by Executive Chairperson of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti RSS Dharmendra Jha and General Manager Siddharaj Rai met Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda this morning and briefed him about the efforts being made for service delivery and institutional development. In the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar, Prime Minister Dahal said that the government is ready for the development and improvement of the only news agency in the country. Voting has begun for the 34th new committee formation of the Supreme Court Bar Association from 8 a.m. and will end at 3 p.m. According to Chief Election Commissioner Mukunda Prasad Paudal, the voting has started for the new working committee. After this, the vote count will start. There will be competition between seats in the election and opponent party law management for the recommendation of the new committee. Bird census is starting Nepal from today. Himalayan Nature, under the leadership of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, has started counting birds in all national parks, wetlands and reservoirs of the country. National Coordinator of the Bird Census, Dr. Hem Sagar Baral, said that 350 bird experts and conservationists are participating in the census, which will run for 3 weeks. Meanwhile, former president of Bird Education Society, Sauraha Basubidari, said that the bird census will start from tomorrow in Chitwan. According to latest statistics, there are 892 species of birds found in Nepal, whereas Chitwan alone is home to 652 species of them. The CPNUMLs in the Palchuk has submitted a memorandum drawing the attention of Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bisnu Paudal on Friday to bring the Tatapani transit back into operation. Tatapani of Sindhapalchok is connected by historical border crossing with neighboring China but has been closed many times since the 2015 earthquake. Tourism coordinator of the Non-Resident Nepal Association, NRNA, Som Sapkota, who has contributed significantly to the promotion of tourism in Nepal for a long time, has been appointed as Tourism Goodwill Ambassador for Wales, UK. The government has appointed Sapkota as a Tourism Goodwill Ambassador for 4 years for playing an active role in Nepal's tourism sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 29 people were killed during the bloody operation to arrest the son of Mexican drugs kingpin El Chapo, the Mexican authorities say. Ovidio Guzman Lopez, 32, alleged to be a leader of his father's former cartel, was captured in Culiacan and flown to Mexico City on Thursday. But during and after the arrest, 10 soldiers and 19 suspects were killed. Furious gang members set off roadblocks, set fire to dozens of vehicles, and attacked planes at a local airport. A further 35 military personnel were injured and 21 gunmen were arrested, Defense Minister Sandoval said on Friday. The U.S. had put out a reward of to $5 million for information leading to his arrest and conviction, as well as that of three of his brothers, who are also thought to have kept their positions of command in the group. A unilateral ceasefire called by Vladimir Putin appears to have had little effect on the ground, with Ukrainian officials accusing Russians of opening fire in several areas. A Ukrainian rescue worker was killed in a Russian strike, while Russian state TV said the city of Donetsk was hit. Russia ordered 36-hour unilateral ceasefire to coincide with Orthodox Christmas. Ukraine rejected it, saying Moscow might use it to reinforce troops. Russia's defense ministry insisted it was observing the truce along the entire line of contact starting at 12 Moscow time on Friday. It said its forces had only returned fire during the ceasefire when the Ukrainian army had attacked Russian positions. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy has been elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, overcoming the opposition of right-wing dissenters who had derailed for several days his bid to lead the chamber. It took 15 rounds of voting for McCarthy to secure the House gavel, securing 216 of the 428 votes cast late on Friday. It was the first time in a century that a speaker was not elected in the first round. McCarthy's speaker's bid appeared up in the air before the House meeting on Friday. He had been negotiating with right-wing dissenters after 3 days of failure to secure a majority. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda says Federal Education Act in government priority. Bird census starts from today in Nepal, and Kevin McCarthy finally elected speaker on 15th vote. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.